If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified as we begin this special season of Lent. Let us be filled with your Spirit as you lead us closer to where you're calling us to be. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is Monday of the first week of Lent, so it's the beginning of that time, essentially, granted it began last week, but that beginning, that first week of that time where if we kind of think of this as a tunnel, and so we're entering the tunnel and we don't know where the tunnel is going to come out of, but we know the place it's called is Easter. So in other words, we're going through this tunnel and we're asking the Lord to guide us in a way that we are stronger in our following him, that we grow in holiness so that we are being drawn closer to him so that we may love him, serve him, honor him more than we do now. There was a fascinating thing I saw on YouTube, and I wish I could remember where this was. This was somewhere, I believe, in Norway. But apparently, there is this mountain that has a train tunnel through it. As I remember, I think it was a train. No, I actually think it was a car tunnel. So anyway, because of the nature of the mountain, it is always cloudy and misty and maybe even rainy on one side of the mountain. But once you go into the tunnel, that because that side of the mountain holds or causes all the moisture to lead to this very wet and cloudy place, but when you come to the other side of the tunnel, it's always sunny. So kind of look at this journey in that way. We're entering and we want to be able to leave behind that which leads us away from the Lord, and we want to embrace that which leads us closer to the Lord. Today's readings are fascinating, and normally I don't talk about both of them, but in this case I will, because our first reading comes from Leviticus. Leviticus is one of those books that, first of all, never read the Bible from cover to cover. It's not designed that way. It's a library, and just as you don't go to a library and begin with the books that begin with A and end with the books that begin with Z, so at the same time, you don't read the Bible as a book, but you read it usually with a Bible plan to go from one part to another, to allow yourself to read different parts of the Bible. And I always suggest following Monsignor Jonas Abib, the late Monsignor Jonas Abib, to always begin in the New Testament, especially in the first letter of John. But those people who do have a tendency to read the Bible from the beginning to the end, which I don't recommend, get lost at Leviticus, because it's nothing but a bunch of rules. And, you know, don't read it like that. You know, get back to that when you need to study Leviticus, or when you're reading a good commentary on Leviticus, and I'm really waiting for Dennis Prager's to come out, but do that. Okay, so what we see here is in Leviticus, we see this one part, and notice one line from the first part of the reading. Everything else in Leviticus can be summed up in this one line. You shall be holy, for I, the Lord, your God, am holy. So that really is the commandment in Leviticus, and everything else in there is helping you to understand how you define being holy. And Jesus defined it very well in two ways. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. Those are the two commandments that you'll find in Deuteronomy that sum up the entire law and the prophets. And the other one, of course, is treat others as you would have do unto others as you had others do unto you. So really, Leviticus is all about that more than anything else. So the first call is to be holy. That means to treat others as not only you would want to be treated, but better yet, treat others as God would want you to treat them. And that's where it begins. You want to build a peaceful society, make sure you treat others the way you would want to be treated, treat others the way you would want God to treat them. And that's one of the issues that's going on in our church right now. And one of the greatest mistakes that we can do when we don't do that is to rely on following the rules and saying we're following the rules. But the Lord calls us to a higher standard than simply the rules, and so did St. Paul. St. Paul says we're called to live at a higher standard than the law. So that's what we're called to do, and that higher standard is seeking to live our lives in a way where we are not so much just focused on being holy, but what that really means is focused on living our life pleasing God. And there it is. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight, which is part of the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE. So if you'd like to attend Mass here at St. Anthony Parish, you want to say, well, what's Mass like at St. Anthony Parish? And notice we're always trying to build up the parish. Right now we're painting the parish. I'm going to tell you more about that later. But what I'd like you to understand is you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every single Sunday. Now, if you're looking for a church to call home and you weren't sure if St. Anthony's is the church to experience, well, here's what I'm going to do. What I'd like you to do is come to experience our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass. That's our chanted Mass. That's where I chant the Mass parts in the liturgy of the Eucharist, and you chant in response. And it's very fascinating. It's very liturgically uplifting. But you may feel, well, when the collection plate, collection basket comes around, which is before the liturgy of the Eucharist, you may say, well, no, wait a minute. I'm not ready to contribute yet. That's fine. Here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Write the word radio down on a piece of paper and put that into the collection. Now, by doing that, and you're letting us know, you know, your experience, you don't have to put your name on it or anything, just write the word radio down on a piece of paper, and you're here visiting the parish. Now, that only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Allston. It doesn't go for any other church or any other parish. So if you don't currently call a local parish home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, this standing invitation is for you. You can look up our address at stforsaintanthonyalston.org. That's saintanthonyalston.org. But I can tell you it's also at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts. And we're conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. But please don't throw the stone. So anyway, we're here and we're talking about these readings that tell us what it is the Lord asks of us. Interesting enough, the gospel reading is the one in which we see Jesus saying, talking the story where he divides everyone into the sheep and the goats. The goats are on his left, the sheep are on his right. And to the goats, he said, when I was hungry, you gave me no food. When I was thirsty, you gave me no drink, da, 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 da. And what happens is they turn around to Jesus and say, well, when did this happen? When was this moment when you were hungry and we gave you no food? And that's where he says, as long as you didn't do it to the least of my brothers, you didn't do it for me. Well, here's the thing, right? Imagine that these people are following the rules perfectly in a way where they're following, well, certain liturgical rules perfectly, but they are not doing what the Lord asks them to do. And that is always to treat others as you would want them to be treated. And so that means to live in a sacrificial way that helps other people. And that's there too. Now, that's an important aspect. And that's something I'm seeing a lot, especially when you're dealing with people who are intensely critical of the Pope and intensely critical of other people who are following what the Pope says. There is this whole thing of they're standing up and saying, no, I want to live, the Pope is wrong, and blah, blah, blah. And if you watch where they're coming from a perspective that I personally feel puts them on the on that left-hand side of Jesus, not on the left politically or the right politically. I'm not talking about politically. I'm talking about, because what does the Lord call us to do above all things? Be holy as God himself is holy. That's our call. If you're doing that, then everything else falls into place. And if you're not doing that, then you're not doing what the Lord calls you to do. And if you're spending your time constantly attacking people who are faithfully recognizing the Pope is the Pope, then you are not doing what the Lord calls you to do. You may disagree with the Pope. That's a different story. Unless he's speaking on matters of faith and morals, you may disagree with him, but you better have a good reason, only because people will turn around, they think in very black and white terms, and they say, well, if he's not speaking from an infallible perspective, then we don't have to listen to him. And that means there's no hierarchy of truths. There's either it's fully true or it's not. No, that doesn't work that way. There are people that will tell you that we don't have to follow Vatican II because it's not like the Council of Trent. No, that implies that there's no hierarchy of truths. We turn around and we humbly stand before the Lord and we listen to what he says, and he speaks to us through his church. And so we don't have the right to say, oh, I'm not going to listen to Vatican II. Then you're going to slowly find yourself over on the bad side of Jesus, so to speak, because you're turning around and saying, I'm following what I believe is the right thing to do. Yes, but you're not humbly before the Lord seeking to do what he asks you to do through his church. And that becomes a real issue. So that's something to look at today. One of the things that we really want to seek is to be humble before the Lord and to seek above all things during this time of Lent to live as people who are holy, because that's what the Lord asks of us. We see that in Leviticus. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. We'll see. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out, come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.